happened to?
Well, a lot of times they stand around a table and say grace. And if you do that, I guess that would be the first thing. And then you say, be seated.
Mm-hmm. What if it was just your family? Would you say, be seated to them? Or would you say?
No, I would figure that your family, if they were used to the, you know, all being there at the proper time, that when maybe the mother sat down, maybe then the rest would follow suit. I figure that they would kind of know when to sit down. If it was necessary, I'd say be seated.
Mm-hmm. You'd say nobody was standing up because they had all
been seated.
Or they had all what down? They'd
sat
all
down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed, you'd say, go ahead and what? Say if there's a bowl of potatoes on the table, you say, well, go ahead and
pass them. Is that what you're talking about?
But you're offering them to someone. You'd say, go ahead
and have some potatoes.
Uh-huh. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, I don't
care for any, or no thanks, I don't want any.
Okay. And you say if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over. Is that what you're talking about?
And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And what did you call whiskey that people would make themselves?
Well, I guess it's what you'd call white lightning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if all the homemade liquor was called that or not, but I know that's what they catch people running stills making.
Mm-hmm. Any other names besides white lightning?
My daddy used to make wine out of grapes or scuppernongs.
Did you ever hear of another name for scuppernongs, for wild scuppernongs?
Muscadines.
Did you ever hear of bullace?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's a common name for muscadines.
What's that?
Bullaces. Call them bullaces instead of saying muscadines.
Uh-huh.
It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Any other names besides white lightning?
I guess so, but right now I can't think of it.
Have you ever heard Splow?
Huh?
Have you ever heard any names for beer that people would make at home?
Well, homebrew is about the only one.
Mm-hmm. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say just
smell.
Okay. Would you say smell that or smell off that?
Uh-huh. To smell that odor.
Okay. And say if you had a belt that was made out of cowhide, on the belt it would have a word to tell you that it was made out of cowhide and nothing else. It'd say that it was
pure leather.
Or another word it might have.
Say
it wasn't imitation, this is
real.
Or this is
genuine leather.
And when they'd sell sugar by weighing it out of the barrel, it'd be sold how?
By the pound.
Okay. Did you ever hear an expression sold in bulk or in bulk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
I don't know without it'd mean that maybe you'd buy more than just a few pounds, just buy a big lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Now, we used to buy sugar by the 100 pounds, but I don't know if that'd be what you'd call in bulk.